So here's a confession. This past January, I started a doctorate in public administration. By May, I'd walked away, despite having a 4.0 GPA and being just one semester in. Why? Because I'd learned about the sunk cost fallacy in my MBA, and I recognized the trap before I fell too deep into it. But here's the thing. If I hadn't understood the concept, I probably would have kept chasing those credentials for years, even though they didn't align with what I actually wanted to build. And we all do this. We hang on to something too long just because we spent money, time, or energy on it. But the longer we hold on, the more expensive it actually gets. That's the paradox.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing, and this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
Today, I'm breaking down what the sunk cost fallacy is, why it sabotages high achievers and builders, and how to know when it's time to walk away. So what exactly is the sunk cost fallacy? It's simple. Continuing with a decision because of what you've already invested, whether that's time, money, effort, rather than what makes sense going forward. And here's why this is so dangerous for those of us building wealth and homesteads. We're already high achievers, right? Like, we're already used to pushing through resistance. We don't like to quit. And these are usually strengths until they're not. In tech sales, I see this all the time. Someone will chase a dead-end deal for months because they've already put in 40 hours of work, even when it's clear the client is not going to buy. Meanwhile, they could have been focusing on warmer prospects that would close faster. On the homestead, it can show up as keeping failed systems that aren't working just because you've invested in them, or sticking with crops that don't grow well in your soil because you already bought the seeds to do it. And in life, that's staying in careers, relationships, or even living situations that no longer serve us because of what we've already put in. The key is this. Past investments are gone either way. The only question is what serves you moving forward. Let me give you real life examples that taught me this lesson. So like I said, I started this doctorate program in the beginning of the year. I was so excited about it initially. I thought it would complement my business background and where I wanted to go in the future. I was really interested in policy and writing policy and really shaping what happens on a macro level, instead of being like, there's nothing I can do about it. And I thought that this doctorate in public administration was the way to do that. But one semester in, like I said, I had a 4.0 GPA and I was doing well academically, but something was off. Like, I found myself more excited about the AI tools I was experimenting with than the research papers I was writing. And I was spending my free time planning homestead projects instead of being really interested in the text. So here's where understanding sunk cost fallacy from my MBA became crucial. The old me might have thought, you're doing great. You can't quit when you're succeeding. What will people think? You'll waste the tuition money. But I asked myself the key question. If I were making this decision fresh today, knowing what I know now about my interests and goals, would I start this program? And the answer was a resounding and very clear no. So I realized I wasn't pursuing the doctorate because it served my vision for my actual life. I was continuing to pursue it because it seemed like the smart thing to do. So I walked away after one semester. And you know what? That decision freed up the mental space and time that led directly to the business you're listening to right now, the homestead we're building, and the AI systems that are transforming how I work. So how does this show up in maybe homestead decisions? We actually learned this lesson with chickens. So we got 4 chickens and predators got them. Except for Rudy. Oh, Rudy the rooster. Sunk cost mindset would say, we already invested in the coop and the chickens. We have to replace them and keep trying. But the strategic mindset says, what did we learn? We learned we need a proper chicken run before trying again, not just replacing what we lost. We have to do it right. And the same thing with our garden. I planted raised beds the first year I got here in 2020, and I thought I was going to do the thing. We painted them, we built them with wood, and we planted strawberries, kale, broccoli. Now knowing that I did a lot of these out of season, on the wrong schedule, right? So some things went well. Kale is very low maintenance. It did really well. But the other crops dealt with a lot of different pests that we had no idea about. And then just to add insult to injury, the deer came and destroyed anything that was surviving. They stomped out our watermelons. They ripped off our tomatoes. Our peppers did pretty well. They're resilient. We learned that. The sunk cost mindset would say, hey, you spent money and time on these beds. You have to try and make traditional gardening work. But the strategic mindset said, build a fence first, right? Like, do not go and put these crops back in the ground without making sure you actually have a deer protected fence, for starters. The next thing said, learn what you do not know. And that's why I joined the Confident Gardener Mentorship. There'll be links in the show notes about it. It has been a game changer, y'all. Like, I know when to plant things. It's a community, and it's headed by Jill Reagan and Amber at Grace Walk Farm. Jill's at Whispering Willow Farm, and they know the thing. Like, they know how to grow food organically and really get the highest yields to feed your family out of a small space. And like I said, it's been a game changer. I cannot recommend it enough. Recommend it so much. See the link in my show notes to sign up for the fall mentorship. If you are done with dealing with the overwhelm and the stress of trying to figure out how to start your homestead or your garden on your own. But the crux of this is that adaptation is the name of the game. So I told you what the problem is, right? Now, how do we break out of this pattern? I've developed a simple framework that works whether talking about homestead projects, career decisions, or even which contractors to hire, right? First question, would I buy this again knowing what I now know? For the chickens, absolutely not. Poor chickens, right? For our current fencing tools, yes, immediately. This cuts through all the emotional attachment and gets to the actual value. Second, shift from emotional loyalty to strategic clarity. Just because something was a good decision 6 months ago doesn't mean it's a good decision today. Circumstances change. They should change. We learn new information. Our goals evolve. That is a part of life and growing and being and becoming. It is okay to change your mind as long as you're authentic with yourself about that and honest and moving in accordance and guidance with what it is that you truly want from life. That's not failure. That's growth. And I see this with home purchases. Someone buys a house that looks good, right? It has curb appeal. And then they realize they actually want space. They don't want an HOA. And they want to be able to grow their food. And there's nothing wrong with adjusting the plan. Again, I'm not saying it's super simple or it's super easy to move, but you cannot even begin to move if you're not honest with yourself so that you can take those steps to get where you want to go. Third, extremely important. Treat past investments as education, not chains. That one semester taught me a lot, right? About academic research, about what kind of work energizes me versus what drains me. And most importantly, about trusting my instincts when something does not feel right. That education has value. The obligation to continue something that no longer serves you does not. And finally, install what I call a strategic review system, right? Like, evaluate your life choices at least every 6 months. Should be more frequently. Like, check in with yourself. Are you growing towards what you actually want? Are your current investments in time and energy aligned with your actual real life goals? For homestead projects, we're learning to set up checkpoints before we start, right? Like, if we've spent X dollars or Y hours on something and it's not working, we reassess. No shame, no guilt, just honest evaluation. And for major decisions, whether it's education, business investments, or even where we live, right? We try to stay connected to our actual priorities rather than just pushing through because we've already started. And I'll tell you this, it saves you so much time. It saves you so much strife. It gives you so much peace when you're just very honest with yourself about what it is that you want and you move in alignment in that way. I promise you, things become so much easier. Being very clear, this isn't about being wasteful or giving up easily. It's about being strategic with our most precious, valuable resources, which is our time, our attention, our energy, our peace of mind. So here's your homework. Look around your life right now. What are you holding on to just because you've invested in it? Maybe it's a project that's not working, a subscription you don't even use, or it could be a goal that no longer fits who you're becoming. And you don't need to get your money's worth. You need to reclaim your time and attention because that's true wealth. If you're stuck holding on to too many systems and if you're dealing with bigger sunk cost decisions, maybe that's career moves, land purchases, business pivots, I do strategy sessions where we map out the real options without the emotional baggage. And you can book those at seedandsociety.com/strategy. If you listen to nothing else I said today, remember this. The best time to let go of what's not working is now. Your future self will thank you. I promise. Again, I'm Makeda. This has been Seed in Society, and I'll talk to you next time.